Another day, another dollar. Still can't get this frog out of my throat. Man.
At ADBF.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Man, I got this. Gotta get my throat. There we go. I think I finally got it. Been trying to clear my throat all morning. Took yesterday off. Played hooky. Did a little yard work. Played around with my generator a little bit. It's all good. But here I am, back in the saddle.
I figured I didn't hear you yesterday. I'm looking forward to wrapping up a couple projects. I think I'm going to do the same. It's just, I'm not coming in today. How's your Jenny 10?
As advertised, I think I'd be very disappointed if I paid $200. I'm quite pleased with what I paid. But, I keep my eyes open for one on the used market or something like that. There's a few of them that are out there under $100. It's just like a little tent with a couple of little poles and a couple of plastic clamps to clamp it to your frame of your generator. Hardly $200.
Did you happen to take any pictures of it?
I probably got them on my camera system. But I didn't specifically take any, no.
No big deal, I can Google it. I'm just curious what it all looks like, because I think we have a very similar frame to generator. I think, I'm sure they all use the same frame, just have different components on the inside of it.
Yeah, so if you go to their website, you can enter in your make and model, and they'll tell you which one you're supposed to get. And the one that I'm supposed to get is... They only got two. They got the X. They got the Gen 10. Then they make it in three quality levels, I guess. There's the Gen 10, the Gen 10 Plus, and the Gen 10 Extreme. All I can tell is they just use a little heavier canvas or whatever it is on the tent portion, and they warrant it 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. I can't really tell much difference. I can't see if there's anything else. Then you pick your color, you know, gray, black, or tan. But having said that, my generator required these adapters that had to be drilled and screwed to the frame, because the my frame was just a little under the required diameter to get the clamping action with the brackets. Now, I did it without at first, and it was, I thought it was fine, but they, I found online where they said you have to use the brackets for mine.
That makes sense. I had to do something similar for my RAM mount for my GPS on my four-wheeler. The diameter of the bar wasn't thick enough for the clamp, so I had to get, like, this little, like a two-piece sleeve that you clamp on. I imagine it was similar to what you had to do. You had to bolt it in.
No, actually, this was like a... It's got, it's like a, I don't know how to describe it, but it actually puts a, it gives you a post sticks out from your post. You like mount thicker post to your post, and they have you screw it to the frame. So you have to drill a pilot hole and then run some self-tappers in. Well, not self-tappers, but anyhow, it's like you're screwing a larger diameter pipe. But yeah, what you're saying would be, if you had room, the problem with my generator and many generators is the panels are too close and you can't really get the, you can't get the bracket around the post because, it, particularly with like closed frame or inverters, things like that. So, it wasn't just a matter of thickening up the post, but getting out away from the panels and things like that.
Good morning, gentlemen.
W-8-R-C-1. That, that round tubing frame where everything mounts to.
Good morning, Donald. Yeah, it's, it was pretty easy. You know, and like I said, I think I could have got away without the brackets that they called for, but I saw that they required them, so I said, ah, and I went and I put them on, but it wasn't too bad. It's a pretty easy install. I'll take some pictures of it, because I, online, they never quite show, you know, some of the parts, although they got a pretty good little video library in the, at the manufacturer, and they rank them up into five or six really short little ones that show each step. So you get a pretty good idea what you got to do there.
Go ahead, Donald.
Well, good morning. I heard Sean play hooky yesterday. I think today would have been maybe a better day because it's not going to be so hot and humid. I heard you did some work around the house and everything, and I hope you weren't outside in that humidity that they said was lower, and it wasn't because I had my air conditioning running by 9 o'clock. And, yeah, I just got out of the shower about 10 minutes ago, and physical therapy, 10 o'clock, and that's it for my day. But I'm going to have this place opened up and hopefully get some fresh air in here and freshen the place up. Other than that, that's about it. Got to finally, Dakota, play with my computer yesterday for the first time. Got some stuff done. But when you haven't started with a brand new toy like that in over 10, 11 years since I had my last computer, no owner's manual and my old short-term memory is going to help me how to remember to do all this. So, but I got a few things done. I got my email set up and a couple of things done, but I've got a long way to go.
That thing looked brand new when you sent me those pictures. That's pretty exciting, especially for the price you paid. Hopefully it's a good machine for you. I imagine it'll last probably at least another 10 years.
Oh, like I said, if you see it in person, it smells brand new. Sean, go ahead.
Well, glad you got the new one. God, in the process of getting her all set up. You know, that's the part that just takes the time. You gotta go in there, but it's really nice to start from scratch. You know, my computers tend to get, you know, just a lot of crap over the years and all that stuff. And when you gotta start over, or you get a new one, you know, you can, you know, at least for a little while. I call it giving a, you either give your old one an enema, or or just get a new one. It would be like getting a new phone, but you'd be surprised how quick you load it right back up. Oh, I need that, I need that, I need that. So, but you should have a lot more power and memory and all that good stuff, so you should be able to run all the things you were running before with ease. Very good. I'm going to probably have to start looking for something at my house as well. Mine seems to be giving me a little grief. So, probably have to move to a laptop as well, because desktops are just not found. Nobody's running desktops anymore. So if you're looking for something surplus out, low mileage, all that good stuff, it's kind of... That's what Anthony was saying. You're kind of limited to the laptop market. Dakota?
Yeah, my computer at home, it is a year old now, actually. I think it's this month is a year. A couple upgrades, but the amount of software that I've got loaded on that thing, I mean, any project, radio, RC, drone, you name it, that I've wanted to do, pen testing, hacking it, all that software is loaded on there, SDR. So I would not be looking forward to having to A, reset that, or B, start over. But it's part of the process. And Sean, I switched to a MacBook Pro for work, and I don't know that I will ever go back to a Windows machine, honestly.
Well, at least this time if something goes wrong, I've got the recovery disk, and I know where to keep it, put it in safekeeping compared to what I did with the one from 10, 11 years ago, my old Windows one that melted. But, this thing is just a smaller screen, it's a 14-inch screen. That's about the only thing I have to get used to, and the keyboard's smaller for my big paws and, fat fingers. I'll probably fat finger more now than ever before, but at least this one's got a working lighter keyboard on it, which is nice. And, I'm extremely happy with it, except for the speakers. Speakers are small. Put a disc in it last night to play some music. Music plays at a comfortable level, but the speakers are like half the size of what my old one was. But overall, I am tickled pink about it, and very good investment, and I would, I've already sent them plenty of kudos. And number one being, it's been refurbished. Yeah, right. The thing looks brand spanking new and healthy. So, I've got the company name and things like that. If anybody's looking for a computer like this one, they have other offerings. But I'm thrilled with it. Sean, go ahead.
Well, that's real good. That's what you wanna experience to be. And as far as the MacBook Pro goes, Dakota, I switched to a MacBook Pro a number of years ago, and I would have a very hard time moving back, but I use it a lot less now than I did. I do go back and forth pretty frequently, but since it's gotten pretty old, it's a 2013, still runs like a top. But there's things I can't do now because it won't upgrade any further. And, I got the Windows at home, so I can run all the software. But I use the MacBook usually for anything, portable. So that's the killer. The killer is, there's a lot of software you can't get. And 90% of the time I don't need that software. I'm not running it, so it's not that big a deal, but it is a thing,
Yeah, there's some weird compatibility issues and driver issues, especially on the ARM processors, which is what I'm running now, but I have Parallels on it, so for work, for the most part, ARM is making an entrance into Windows, so a lot of these programs are emulated, even if they're not designed for ARM, so I have that going for me. But there is still the whole driver issue. So, but yeah, it's the main reason I did it was having a test environment. So I've got my MacBook as a, my working machine, and then I have a VM spun up on it, and Windows Parallels as a Windows 11 VM. So I can test all kinds of crap on there and break it, and if I got to reset it, it's no big deal.
Well, I've never been a fan of Macs, Apples, anything like that. The significant other is she's the same way, but she has them for work. She's fortunate that she lives up in Chesterfield and doesn't have to drive to Farmington Hills or Orchard Lake every day to work. She gets to work from home. And she was working from home before COVID really got bad. But it was because of the weather in the wintertime and the travel, her bosses didn't want her working from home. Or if work coming, you know, from out there to Chesterfield and vice versa. But the fact of the matter is she's got a whole setup where she lives now. That's all Apple. It's all Mac. It's all everything. Two 27-inch monitors are in front of her, and she hates it. But since she didn't pay for it, and everything she's got, she puts up with it. But next to her on a little side table, she's got her Windows and her Android phone and everything else. But everything else she has for work, it's all Apple, Mac, iPhones, things like that. She's just, you know. But when it's given to you for work, yeah, you really don't say anything.
Skip me this time at the drive-thru.
I thought I heard the turn signal going in the background on your last transmission. I'll flip the code to Dakota in a second here. Yeah, I'm having fun with my computer now, Dakota. Remember the unlock screen when, you know, you turn the computer on, the thing comes in, and you got to punch in a code to get in? Something as simple as that, I can't remember how to do, and I can't find how to do it. So that was the last thing I did last night before I went to bed. And it's the first thing I'll struggle this morning after I finish my coffee and I wake up. I'm going to say, before this day is over, I'm going to get that unlock code in there. I got my picture in there. I don't even have my name in there yet. But that one code I haven't even gotten past yet. And I'm looking everywhere for it, and I'm just laughing at myself because, again, it's been 10, 11 years or so before I last set up a computer. And it's like, come on. I know I got short-term memory loss, but long-term, come on.
I think I might have long-term memory or short-term memory loss. I just can't remember.
Perfectly said. That's the excuse I'm going to use. Thank you. I'll even pay for it.
Anyhow, I'm back. Got my coffee, got my bagel. Now it's just a short drive in, and yay. Oh, what else? Got some weeding done yesterday. I had a bunch of weeds growing between the cracks of my concrete. I'm like, what the hell? So I still got that to do. That's a weekend project. But got them all pulled. Now I got to go through there and power wash them all out and get some Roundup down in there. But what the hell?
Dakota in the Starbucks line? I probably got a phone call. I have my hazelnut coffee, hazelnut creamer, and Carbmaster chocolate milk going in the big 24-ounce thermal thing that I have on my counter there that everybody thinks is an Alexa. Yeah, that's full, 24 ounces of decaffeinated goodness for me. And like I said, I got physical therapy today. I'm going to bend my back after the chiropractor popped it back. But, I'm doing better. My neuropathy is clearing up, so that's the most important thing, and that's helping me a lot. Sean, back to you if you're not already at the office.
Well, two things. You said goodness and decaf in the same sentence, which is, I think there's a divide by zero kind of, you know, those two words can't be in the same. Goodness and decaffeinated cannot be in the same sentence. Just note that. And then, what else was there? I'm so keyed up on that. You said something else I was going to comment on, but, oh, well, it'll come to me. Dakota, are you back yet?
Assuming that you're already at the office and pulled in.
Was that? Me? No, I'm just making my final approach. I'll be pulled in just a minute here. But, God darn it, you said something there in that last go-around I was going to comment on besides the decaf, and now I can't remember. Ah, well, never important. It's just morning chit-chat, right?
Well, you'll probably either remember and call me out tomorrow morning, if not Saturday morning at breakfast, so. But that's sometimes how my mind works, you know, double negatives, things like that, yeah. Decaf and, you know, stuff like that, so. But I've been drinking decaf for so many years, it's, I mean, I know it's been at least 20 years, and that was kind of like doctor's orders thing, and I didn't go cold turkey, I did the half and half thing where you can, you know, do that, but even though I do drink decaf, and I do drink decaffeinated, you know, pop whenever I can, I still don't sleep at night, so, and I'm not going to take sedatives, medications, or anything to get sleep, because that's what they wanted to put me on. I said, nope. I just try to avoid all medications at all possible, because I just don't trust doctors anymore. And so I'll take something, one go around. Well, you get two refills. No, one go around. And then sometimes I don't even finish it. No, that's where I'm at. Dakota, you still with us?
Well, I'm going to assume he got to work. And I have just got to work, so there's that. All right, we'll catch you later, maybe on the drive home or whatnot. I'm going to get inside and start my day. W8FU after yours.
Okay. Have a great day. Make the best of it that you can. And I know you will. And if you get out on the road, just put the windows down and suck in some of that non-humidity, humid air. Yeah, even though it's only going to be about maybe 10 degrees cooler, that humidity is pretty much gone. And that's what's most important. W8RCY, we're clear. If Dakota's got a radio on somewhere, you too, sir. Have a great day.
Sorry about that, guys. I thought I was going to have time to let you know I was going through the car wash, but I didn't.
Okie dokie. Well, at least, you know, where was he? Well, now we just got to guess next time. He's either in the car wash or he's got a phone call. Because we get a phone call, and we were wrong.
It's a phone call 99% of the time. At that time, I pulled in and there was no one there. So, my apologies. Everyone have a good day. NADBF. I'll catch you later.
It's a multiple choice question next time. W8RCY.
And 8UMH, mobile, Traverse City.
Morning, Drake. How you doing? Sean down here, W8FU.
Morning, Sean. Another day, another $1.50.
Oh, you got some inflation figured in there. Very good. So, yeah, I was just saying that this morning. I'll have to use that one. Another day, another $1.50.
Hey, don't worry. Next year it'll be $2.
Well, I hope you're right. I would be moving in the right direction, huh?
And I'm not going to settle for $1.75. I want $2. That's how it's going to be. Got another day of window time, although not as much as yesterday. Headed over to Kalkaska, they've been having some issues. Been on the horn with Avtech and everything, trying to figure it all out. And we're narrowing it down to one of the outposts, which is the interface that the radios go into. So it's been a fun time tracking down an intermittent problem where dispatch keys up, but no audio goes through. Wireshark is my best friend right now.
Yeah, I thought I asked you that, but who you with up there? I know we got talking, we got sidetracked on something else, but who you working for?
I work for Telerad. We've got other shops. We've got one shop in Grand Rapids, Holland, and then Benton Harbor.
Okay, yeah, I'm familiar with the name, but, you know, the one that we buy antennas and whatnot from. So, is there any connection?
I don't know. I mean, we sell that stuff, but we just get it from, you know, a typical supplier.
Yeah, there you go. Well, very cool. What kind of dispatch consoles are you having the trouble with audio?
This one's an Avtec Scout console. Since Motorola acquired Avtec, it's now technically a Motorola product. So it's kind of like the old 5500, except everything's IP-based instead of having the cab and all that stuff. You still got to hook up radios to it. It doesn't go straight into the MPSCS. So it's all voice over IP, and the Outpost Plus is the audio or the interface. And I believe we're having issues with one of them because all the resources that seem to be on Outpost 1 seem to be having these random, they don't hear any units in the field, and the units in the field doesn't hear dispatch for about 3 minutes, and then it figures itself out.
Well, that's cool. We have a lot of experience with 5500 here. In fact, we've got them set up here in the back of the shop that we were using in a training center, but it's gotten little or no use. We've collected up all the parts. Our last dispatch center went 7500. Even the one that didn't connect, we have one that didn't connect, they did K-Core. But they're all 7,500 now. So the likelihood I'm going to see something like that, unfortunately, is probably as close to zero as it gets anymore, which is, I enjoyed when we used to have a few 5,500s out there that we could go, you know, work on. Now it's all 7,500s. We got a lot of them, but the last of our dispatch centers went to it. When was it? Just went live, I think, about, I don't think it's been a month yet. That was the last.
And the last dispatch center up here that was still 5,500 was Misaki County. And they just went over to 7,500E. Last year, but until last year, they were running a 5500 console and pulled all the stuff out of it. It got to the point where we were scared to reboot anything because we were worried it would not come back up. It was one of those systems where it was very temperamental, and if you breathed the wrong way, it would notice it and freak out.
Oh, good. So we're not the only ones. Yeah, we got, we were at that point. You know, now that I think of it, I think one of our agencies has a backup center that's still running 5,500. We still may have one, but we got a lot of spare parts now. We got the carcasses of all the ones that retired. So we have to keep it running for at least a little while. Anyhow. All right, I just wanted to jump in there and say good morning and have fun, stay safe. And I'm going to get to it here. Got some crap to do. So at the least of which is some templating work to do. Oh, a nasty one, too. All right, catch you later. I'm not going to try to get the call. I'll get it soon, but not right now. W8FU after yours.
Crown Vip. I'm not too far from my first stop here anyway, so good timing. 73W8FU. N8DMH, Mobile, Traverse City.
Come back last weekend from Belle Isle, and they said it's just really looking nice over that way. I wish you luck on that.
Thanks. Yeah, I got the good weather, and since the state took over Belle Isle, and it's a state park now, you know, last year they repaved all the roads. The, you know, real police have moved in. You know, the state police are here, and, you know, not just the, you know, Detroit had a contingency of cops that used to be in there, but it was low because they're low on police force. But now it's looking pretty nice there, so it'll be fun. See over at, by Dawson, the Dawson Museum or on their live cam and hold it in from there. So it'll be fun.
That sounds like a good day, and you're getting an early start, being only 9 o'clock. So it looks like you're going to have some good fun with that. Just curious, I assume you'll be doing the net tonight?
That is correct.
All right, sir. Well, I'll be on it as well, listening, as usual. And you have a good day. I'll let you go for now. This is N8. WRO, Tim in Richmond, after yours. Have a good one, Mike.
WRO, this is NATWRO. Thanks, Tim. I will have a great day, activate or not, because it's beautiful here. And so we'll have some fun, and we'll talk to you tonight. This is NATWRO. Open. Standing by.
WDKLL-KFA-DIC.
DIC, you broke up on the first call sign there. I don't know if you were calling me or not. This is NHGBC.
You said I broke up? I don't know how, but I really don't know what's going on out there. This morning I couldn't talk on the GM repeater. My call sign went through, but when they came back to me, I couldn't go back to them. I don't know what's happening out there.
Yeah, being that I'm mobile, I'm sure that's what the problem is. It's just that I'm moving through stuff. So, so how are you this morning?
Oh, very good. How about you? I know you're mobile, but no problem. But let me go on the UP one and see what is the difference.
Well, I'll tell you, you're, right now you're coming through 5-9. You're crystal clear right now. It was just when you first came on that I just knew who you were calling for.
Oh, no problem, yeah. Well, let me tell you, last night it was a lot of people from different places. Even this morning on the GMRS, it was somebody from Grand Rapids out there. I don't know how, but he got in from there. And last night there was 4 or 5 people from Ohio on the GMRS too. It must be the condition was good probably these days, today and this yesterday.
Yeah, I don't do GMRS, but I know that the amount of power that you can have for GMRS is pretty low. So, but what I have heard is that they're doing a lot of linking of through repeaters, and so when they link here and link there and link here and link there and link here and link there, they can make it pretty far distances. So that's probably where that's coming from. It probably had very little to do with propagation, more to do with making the right connections the right way. But again, I'm not GMRS, so I'm not 100% sure that I know what I'm talking about here.
Huh. I don't know about that. I really don't. I'm not too much familiar how they do that, but anyhow. Go ahead and drive safe out there, and good talking to you, by the way. And like I say, have a good day. KFA-DRC.
KFA-DRC, this is NHVDC, and I am at my location, so perfect timing. Have a great day yourself. I'm at Belle Isle Park. And I will be doing POTA on 20-meter, and I'll probably be set up within the next 15 or 20 minutes, maybe a half an hour, who knows. I'm not going to rush. So anybody out there that's interested in playing POTA with me, 20-meter, and I'm not sure where I'll be in 20-meter, but I'll be in 20-meter. So This is NHGDZ, and I will be clear of this frequency. Good talking to you this morning.
That's from now or 20 minutes, you'll be on 20 meter. Is that what he said? And what number, do you know?
That's affirmative, 20 meter, and no, I have no idea. When I get powered up and get online, I will find an open frequency and go from there. So, you know, who knows who's on what frequency, so you just gotta look and find an open frequency and go from there. So, yep, 20 meter, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes, half an hour, we'll see. NHGDZ, clear.
I keep listening for you, no problem at all. I'll have the radio on maybe in 20 minutes. I have to have a first copy yet. Talk to you later, KF8DRC.
NPKJL.
Good morning, sir. N8WRO.
Good morning. You ready for Saturday? Of course, I'm not going to be there, I guess.
Yeah, I got the family thing at night, so I just told Dave I can kind of keep an eye on things on the home front here, so I'm going to monitor during the day, see how much of that traffic I can catch, and then apparently he's going to be on the talk group in Discord, too, so that should work out.
Yeah, I got to download and program the Spokane County GMR in there.
I believe I have my DM32 all programmed up with that. The only issue is I haven't actually physically got into range to test it. But then again, I'm not going to be transmitting from Richmond anyways. I'm just going to be monitoring. So if I need to drop it on the base antenna to get better reception, you know, that's certainly a possibility.
Yeah, I'm trying to, where is it at? No, it's in here. Oh, just hopping.
Yeah, I was looking for that form myself, but if I remember correctly, there's, I think, 4 simplex and 4 DMR repeater channels to program.
From what it shows ARPS-1, ARPS-2, and then Simplex-D1 and Simplex-D2. I only show 4, but there's more that I don't know about.
If you're looking at it, you probably got it right. I'm still looking for mine. Or, you know, I could scroll through the radio, I guess. That's another way to do it. Stand by. All right, I get 63 event 1, 63 event 2, and then 63 simplex 1, 2, and then another simplex A1 and A2, and then 63 ARPST-1. I can email you that, Tom, if you need it.
If you don't mind, that way I can just copy and paste.
Will do. Although you might want to consult with Wally. He's the expert on that. He's the one that programmed at least some of the radios.
Yeah, I'll look for Discord, too, to see if it's in Discord. I think Dave might have sent it through there.
Anyway, what's on deck for today? You're going to be around any horses again, or made a fair, or not today?
No, I went yesterday to see some friends and the horses, my wife and I, you know, and then we went to the demolition derby to watch what kids make it to take off. Watch him race and his friends. Then I met up with a coworker who was also on vacation, and I met up with his wife, his mom, and his mother-in-law. we all sat together and watched the race and fair food, of course, together. So we did that, so we spent time with our extended family.
Nice. Sounds like fun. I enjoy that type of stuff. I did happen to catch Mike in 8VDZ earlier. He's doing POTA down at Belle Isle, so he's got a really good morning for it, too. He's going to be doing the net tonight, too. You going to be on the net tonight? Tentatively in person next week. There's a got word that there's a small possibility it might be postponed, but we'll listen up for Dave on that. As of right now, it's still a go for next week in person.
Why is there something going on next week? Does he mean not in the meeting?
Well, I was probably speaking out of turn here, but I'm sure Mike will address it on the net tonight. But if Mike can handle the meeting, then still go on as planned, is my understanding. Dave is going to be on vacation, I guess.
I don't see it as an issue of not having any. So, but I'll watch in Discord for any membership updates in regards to it.
Yeah, that document I posted on Discord this morning, I updated the calendar. So as of right now, this minute, the calendar is correct. But if Dave and or Mike tell me otherwise, then I'll make another adjustment and post it in Discord. All right, Tom. Well, I'll try to dig up that. I think it's called the 205, and I'll shoot you the 205 by email. Otherwise than that, I'll cut you loose. This is NAWRO Richmond after you.
Place today. 73 final, KZ2GO.
WBH-KLL-KF8-DIC. KF8-DIC. Clear.
KF8-TFV mobile. Thank you.
WDAKOL in a mobile.
KF8DRC from WDAKOL.
KF8DRC from WDAKOL.
Nothing heard. WDAKOL clear.
Good test, you, from me.
Good test from Madison Heights to you, W8RCY.
W8FU.
Mobile, Trevor City.
Say what?
W8FU.
Hey, Sean. The end of the work day for me.
My end of work day was half an hour ago, and I'm just about home.
Likewise, actually. Although, I'm taking the company vehicle back to the shop and switching back into my personal vehicle. I've got a couple errands to run, so not really supposed to do that in the company vehicle.
Well, I'm sure they give you a certain amount of de minimis use, but it's all a matter of how far the errands are. Most places have to give you some de minimis use. I mean, clearly, if you're out on doing their bidding and you run the lunch, clearly there's some de minimis use there. So we have it spelled out pretty well. I've got a company vehicle, if you will, and the de minimis use is pretty well spelled out. It's got to kind of be on your path. It can be a little variation, but, you know, nothing too radical, and you're pretty much okay to make the bread and milk run.
It's about how it is here, but the only unfortunate part is all the errands I got to run are a little bit out of the way between where I was and home. So I'm able to take the work vehicle home, but when all the errands are past my house, it's a little bit out of the way.
Yeah, it gets a little tough. So yeah, you got it. You can judge whether it's too much or not, but yep, I get it. I looked up that AvTech Council, and then I talked to, I got a couple of guys that used to work for MCA working for me here, so we talked about it a little bit, and I went and looked it up online. That's a pretty cool-looking little piece.
Yeah, I actually really like it. You know, it's a bit of a learning curve to set up and everything, but, you know, once you figure it out, it's really not too bad, and I figured out how to add the MC Edge to it for I/O. Figured out how to do that without using the without having to call support. Except I did have to call them just to get the software to program the MC Edge. But other than that, I figured it out. And it took a little bit of trial and error, but I didn't have to call support, and that's a win.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. It looks good. So. Yeah, but compared to a 5500, I'm sure it's great. What kind of, I'm sure there's a PC at the op position. Is there some sort of a VPM-like thingy, or is it just networked back to a back room, or is it a cablet thingy? What's just like the 1,000-mile view hardware, you know, look like?
Well, all the peripherals that plug into the ops PC and that ops PC is, well, with when you get it from Motorola, it's a one of the same HP Z9 or whatever you get with the 7500 console. All the peripherals are USB, so you've got to have a USB hub with a crap ton of USB ports on it. And then as far as the back end stuff, you've got a server, which they AFTEC calls the VP gate voice processing gateway. And then all the interfaces that plug into the radios, well, it used to be the outpost, but now you get the outpost plus. I don't know if they still make the normal outpost, but Kalkanska has all outpost pluses. They've got five of them. Those can do four radios per outpost, and it's all done over IP.
All right, cool. So there's a server and then clients and all the peripherals just operate as USB devices off the client, I guess, which is the app. That's cool. You know, you knew it had to be going there. And but the possibilities, I mean, can you remote those just about anywhere, you know, being IP and all? What's the record?
I mean, yeah, you could. If you hook up that radio network to a VPN, yeah, you could totally remote back into the console and access all those resources. So, but it just depends on what kind of connectivity you can make happen.
Right, right. Well, much better model than they had, so, but it's kind of like those, not the MC3000, but those MCD devices we've got. We got a bunch of those. And those are cool and everything, but it seems like, you know, in this IP age, I wonder if there's a replacement that's IP-based coming for that. I mean, those are kind of IP-based, sort of, but there's still a hardware component involved. So, I got a bunch of them.
Now, when you say MCD, are you talking about the MCD 5000 best set?
Yes, yeah.
Yep, I've done those too. Those are, those are technically IP. Everything. They use CAT cables. The Outpost Plus is actually the same thing. It's the same hardware as an RGU. It just has a sticker on it that says Outpost Plus.
Different firmware, I'm guessing, or is it just literally a sticker?
I mean, the firmware says it's an Outpost Plus, and you use the Outpost Plus configuration manager. But the program that configures Outpost is carbon copy for the MCD5000. It's the exact same deal, and it still sucks to configure.
Is that Drake for a second time this week?
If you stick around long enough, it could be a third time.
That's you, Dakota.
Yeah, go ahead, guys. Carry on. NADBF.
So we're just shop talking a little bit as it gets. But I just pulled up at home anyhow. What was I going to ask you, Dakota? Damn it, now I can't remember. I'm going to go take some pictures and send them, though. I can't remember what else there was. All right, anyhow, I just pulled up in the driveway. Enough shop talk. Drake, catch you later. Dakota, welcome, and catch you later. If you guys are still mobile, and when I get comfortable and inside, I'll chime back in. WAFU, Drake.
All right, Sean, you have a good one. And Dakota, number two for the week. How's it going, sir?
All right, Sean, I'll catch you later. And, yeah, I appreciate it. I'm curious what that thing looks like all done up. And if you remember what you were going to ask me, shoot me a text, and I've got a 40-minute drive, so I'll be out here. And, Drake, I'm hanging in there, man. I'm one step closer to the weekend. How about you?
Same thing, man.
So,
anyway, we're going to be at 40 hours by the time I get back to the shop, which is in 5 minutes. So, this darn vehicle thinks I'm going to hit everything in front of me, even though I'm leaving plenty of space. and I can't turn this darn feature off. Thanks, GM. It's a wonderful time.
Yep, that noise was all too familiar. I'm driving a Silverado right now, and I have that turned to the lowest setting, and it still does it.
Yep, it's something else, man. My least favorite thing about this vehicle, they got me driving an Equinox, I can't turn off the auto start-stop. There is no button to turn it off. I'd have to get this little add-on module that hooks up to the hood sensor switch so that it makes the ECM think that the hood's open so it doesn't do the auto start-stop thing, but it also won't put an indicator on the dash.
I think there was a braking station in there. Yeah, I know GM got rid of that and all the non-truck vehicles. Pretty stupid thing in general. I've got it in my Silverado, but I at least have a button. Braking station, if you're still there, go ahead.
Thank you so much. I just wondering if you can do an audio check or radio check, and if I'm receiving or transmitting and you hear me. VA3RDQ is my call sign in Windsor over here. I'm just trying on my mobile to see if it's working on my UHF antenna.
Well, you're in my neck of the woods. I'm in Clinton Township / Shelby Township right now, and you sound fine to me. Drake, what about you?
You sound great up here. No no complaints about audio at all. I'm going to put the mic down because, holy cow, traffic here is not cool, and I got to navigate it. So I'm going to try navigating this traffic without dying or people killing me. So there you go. You're going to carry on. I got to bug out. The darn auto start stop bit me because it just shut my radio off when it started the radio. That hurt, started the engine. That's just awesome. 73 and 8 DMH.
73, man. Maybe we'll go for the 3B tomorrow. Canadian station, I didn't catch your call. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. It's Victor Alpha 3, Radio Delta Quebec over here in Windsor. And you guys are nice and strong into my radio here. And over here in the East End, about 10 miles away from the bridge. And it sounds like I'm doing okay over there, and thank you so much.
No problem at all, but you're not getting off that easy. Which repeater are you going into, and what are you running for gear? And then I'll let you get out of here.
No problem. Whatever this repeater is, 442-175, whatever repeater that is, it's got to be over there. And I'm just running a QIT, 7900D, off of the, it's a mobile unit in my vehicle, of course. I'm sitting in the park in the driveway in my car, just a attaching the antenna. And the antenna is called an SBB 224 tri-bander. So this radio is a tri-bander, a quad-bander, actually. And the antenna is a tri-bander, 25 watts.
Well, I'll tell you right now, that 442-175 repeater is unbelievable. I run that. I don't know if you're familiar with Michigan, the northern part of southeast Michigan, I should say, but I-69, I can be on I-69 and hit that repeater, which is, I don't know, probably 30-plus miles, 40 miles, maybe more than that. So, yeah, that thing sounds good. You sound good. And SBB, I'm pretty sure that's a Comet, if I'm not mistaken, but I am familiar with that radio as well. So, all right, cool. Well, whatever you're doing, it's working. You sound good. And maybe we'll catch you out here again. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with this network at all, but it is linked all throughout Michigan.
You know, I didn't know that. That's good to know there, my friend. I just happened to be scanning and looking for anybody that was out there and that stopped at this frequency here. And awesome. That's a nice surprise. Yeah, it is a Comet. I forgot to mention Comet, the SBB 224 tri-bander. Yeah, and magnetic mount. But yeah, it's good to know it's throughout all Michigan. Okay, I'll have to say hi again now that I found this computer by accident. Thank you so much. My name is Rick. Back to you.
All right, Rick, my name is Dakota. Good to meet you, and yeah, don't be a stranger. We're usually out here. We're out here for the most part every morning between 7 and 7:30. on the commute, and then a little bit more sparse throughout the day and afternoon, but there's a decent amount of activity out here, so pop in and say hi.
He will do. I'll have to see if I got this hooked up to the 991 in the house and say good morning and say good morning in the morning and throughout the day. Okay, my friend, thank you, Dakota. I appreciate your help, and we'll let you go, and we'll talk to you again. Be fair to you, 732 for now, Dakota.
Sounds good. Look forward to hearing from you. NADDF, I'll be standing by.
KAEPL Mobile.
KAEPL, you got NADDF Mobile as well. Good afternoon.
Reeds for 2004 Bravo. Hold on a second.
My apologies, trying to set up my Bluetooth and it was malfunctioning. KAEPL.
KAEPL, I thought you were on the other band over here. I've got the 147-200 on my BVFO. I even threw it out over there. I wasn't sure where you went. You've got NADVF Dakota here. Good afternoon.
Hi, how you doing, Dakota? This is Eric here, and I'm over in Flint with a friend of mine. His name is Jim, and giving him a little bit of a show and tell on radio.
All right. Is he thinking about getting his ticket, or is he already a ham?
He's not a ham, but he likes communications equipment, just kind of like me, and I just thought I'd show him real quick.
All right. Right on. Well, this is about as good as it gets until you get into the commercial stuff, so if you want to be able to talk all over the place, this is my recommendation.
All right, well, I appreciate it. So, I was just wanted to show them and let them know. So, let them know how well it works, and I really like this network we got here in for the Michigan network we got.
Yep, no doubt about it. This is a great network. There's plenty of repeaters on it, and it seems like now that they're all linked up, there's tons of activity, which is a great thing. To give you an idea, I just pulled onto 53 northbound from M59, and you guys are up in Flint. So sounds like you're sitting here with me.
All right, give me 1 second. KAEPL.
NADDF, standing by.
KE8VSI Mobile.
W-A-T-A-T.
Howdy, howdy. I am southbound Shelby, approaching 23 miles, so I'm a few minutes out.
Yeah, I'm over here by Auburn and Ryan, so, yeah. Yep, there's
So you got your other radio with you? Don't forget to take the SIM card out. Let me switch mine on real quick. I'll be back in a sec. WADAP.
I have the app running. Take you to GFI. They'll probably have it done pretty quick.
There on Romeo, who are you talking to? Who are you talking to and what's your call sign?
Got the radio police out there.
Yeah, well, seeing as I own them, I guess it's kind of my job. Anything else, wise guy? I didn't think so. Go back to GMRS.
Kilo Echo A, Zoom Alpha X-ray. If somebody's always got a comment, it's all good.
Yeah, I'm just figuring if I've got to pull Romeo off the network. Guy's been out here for the last hour just chirping at nothing. No call sign. So I'm just probably going to shut it down.
Now, I'm fairly new. When you refer to shutting it down, pulling out of the link, you mean, or just physically shutting it down? Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray.
No, this one I'd probably just physically shut down because it's, you know, they're on license and they're operating on it. It's not just a network thing. I mean, if it was just somebody annoying people on the network, I would just pull it first. But anyhow, let me get to this. I got to find my credentials for that one. I don't log into that one much.
Well, they don't work forever, right?
Okay, now it just makes me wish I had some direction finding set up on my truck.
No copy.
They want me to get
X-rays,
man. I'm
like... Dude, your box is stuck, man. You're just keying up.
Some vodka later to sterilize them.
I know who it is now. I could probably go find him on Simplex. I know exactly who it is. He's a ham. But I don't... like you said, it's probably Vox.
It kind of sounded like you for a second, but I know you wouldn't make that mistake. Unless Jack got a hold of your radio.
No, he's one of the guys that hangs out on Simplex on the east side, VHF. He lives up near 1718 in Garfield or something like that. I'll let Jeff know to tell him.
All that shit knows me. I'll be right back.
Howdy, Wally. W8FU.
What's up? Supposed to meet Miss Marion at the Armada Fair. That's where I'm heading.
Hey, good for you. Have a beer for me and an elephant ear.
I'm going to have a diet elephant ear.
Well, that's no fun.
I know. I love elephant ears and all sorts of other greasy things like that, but if I eat one, I'll split it with her or something. Because if I eat the whole one, I might as well lift up my shirt, grab some duct tape, and put it on my belly, because that's where all the weight goes.
You know what I'm a sucker for? You know that lemonade you get at the fair where they just make it with lemons, water, and sugar? And I mean a lot of sugar. I love that, but I cannot have that. That's just pure sugar.
Well, that's going to make your phone go crazy.
Yes, it would. Oh, well, what you going to do? So when's the fair? Through Sunday?
I'm not really sure, to be honest with you, but I think this is it, maybe. What do I know? It's the fairground parking. We shall see. I can go see if I can see Tom calling horses.
There you go. All right, well, you have fun. Tell Murray we said hi. I bet I just figure out what's for dinner here, and that's about it. W8FU.
Yeah,
K-E-8-Z-A-T, test. K-E-8-Z-A-T, test 2. K-E-8-Z-A-T, test 3. K-E-8-Z-A-T, cleared monitor.
mobile.
WDA, KLL, KFA, DIC.